Staring at the piled-up envelope bills and not being able to do anything about them made me close my eyes and rub my temples. My stomach growled to remind me that I hadn't eaten in a day. Thank God I was able to feed my little angel. I would do anything for him. The phone rang. I switched it to silent when I saw it was the landlord. He had called for the third time this week. I dunked my face into my palms and sighed. How am I going to get out of this mess? I checked the classifieds and saw two positions for a personal assistant. The last time I was a PA was 10 years ago, but I was desperate. I attached my resume to the post and pressed send. The following day, the owner of the company called me. I stood up, straightened my back, and curled my lips. Having the right posture would fuel me with energy so that I sounded enthusiastic. The interview was the following day. I've been an account manager in an advertising firm for the last 7 years. I said when he asked about my experience. Calvin frowned. Why are you applying for this position? The company went bust when the CEO fled with all the funds overnight before being arrested for fraud, tax evasion, and other crimes. Oh, I see. And you couldn't find any work in advertising? I tried, but the recession has limited the job market. He nodded. Yeah, it's tough out there. It also doesn't help when you're living paycheck to paycheck. Oh, shoot. Just shut up, Desiree. You don't want him to think you don't have a grip on your finances. He raised his eyes off my resume and smiled at me. Damn it. He knew he had me. I was prepared to do anything, and his smirk suggested he would take full advantage of it. Kids, husband? He asked. I have a baby boy but no husband. Okay, good. Why would he think it's good that I'm a single mother? I do have something available. If you accept, you'll be my assistant, helping me organize my day and attend to my needs. What does he mean by attend to his needs? It's probably nothing. I'm sure everything will be fine. The salary was enough to cover rent, food, and transportation, but I had to defer my credit card and personal loan payments. As long as I could provide shelter and food for us in the meantime, I was satisfied. I started the following day, dressed in my tight skirt that revealed my curves in a white, lacy blouse. You look sexy, said Calvin. Thanks, I said hesitantly, thinking that was an odd word to use in a work environment. Would you come into my office, please? I followed him there and took a seat. He told me the tasks I had to complete and then to return to his office. I presumed that he would have another task for me once I completed the first batch. After making the calls, filing, and compiling the spreadsheets Calvin requested, I went back to his office. He raised his shoulder, grimaced, and said, "I've had this pain in my shoulders for a little while now. Would you mind giving me a quick rub?" "Sure." I stood behind him, and he murmured while I rubbed his shoulders. "That feels so good. You've got amazing hands." His hand reached behind his chair, and he touched my calf. I frowned. What is he doing? His hand slid up and down my leg as he murmured, making me uncomfortable. I stepped back, raising my hands off his shoulders. He stopped murmuring and then spun in his chair to face me. "Something wrong?" he asked. "Well, yes. You're touching me." "Oh, come on, Desiree." I was enjoying myself and got carried away. I looked at him for several seconds, contemplating my options. Instead of quitting, I opted to return to my desk. The following morning, Calvin walked in and greeted me with a smile. "About yesterday," he said. "You shouldn't get so upset over a minor thing." Did he just say a minor thing? Come to my office. I stood next to his desk and bent over when he showed me the small print on the paper. He put his hand on my waist and slid it over my bum. I sprung up and frowned at him. He chuckled. What? He asked, smiling. I kept frowning at him while thinking about giving him a piece of my mind. But I realized that Calvin wouldn't respect my wishes, and he considered touching me as a fun game he enjoyed playing. I darted to my desk, snatched my bag, and then stormed out. At home, I made myself a cup of coffee and then sat on the sofa. The steam drifted into my face as I held the cup with both hands and thought about how I had dug myself into a deeper hole because I used the little petrol I had to travel to work. My cheeks puffed as I blew out a long breath and rubbed my forehead. After finishing the cup, I browsed job posts online. I rolled my eyes, seeing an ad for a PA who needed to have a hands-on approach, which was in quotation marks. At the bottom of the page was a post for a home carer. An elderly gentleman needed somebody to cook, clean, and help him around the house. The pay was better than what Calvin offered. And since it was a senior citizen, I figured he would be a cavalier. He called me 2 days later and set up an interview. At his house, I sat opposite him in the lounge as he explained the duties. During the tour, I looked around the house, which radiated warmth and tranquility. I smiled at him and said, "Yes," when Trevor asked me if I would accept the position. I started the following day by making Trevor breakfast and was pleasantly surprised when he asked me to join him. The eggs, bacon, and mushrooms were a treat compared to the noodles I was subjected to for the last 3 weeks. He even asked me to join him for lunch. I saw that Trevor lacked company and was happy to converse with someone. Before I left, I made him dinner, and he told me to take a portion of it home. I smiled and thanked him. Throughout the remainder of the week, Trevor kept talking about his late wife. I loved hearing his stories about their travels and how deeply in love they were. "You know, you actually have a few similar features as my wife," he said. I smiled, feeling glad that I could serve as a reminder of the woman he loved. "Desiree, I did well for myself as an attorney. Law has been good to me financially, so I'm well off. And I'd like to share some of my wealth with you." "What do you mean?" "I can offer you a lot of money if you will spend a night with me." I stared at him, disappointed to discover that Trevor was an older version of Calvin. He kept talking, probably trying to convince me, but I had tuned out. The only thought on my mind was a polite exit. When I got to the door, Trevor said, "Wait, please. I apologize. I didn't mean to offend you. I'm just reminiscing about the good old days, and I thought I could help you out if you helped me." He pulled out his wallet. "Here, take this, please." At least he had the decency to apologize and pay me. I took the $500 and thanked him. He said that I could call him anytime. The money I got from Trevor wasn't enough to pay rent, but it enabled me to buy food for a few weeks if I stuck to a minimalist budget. The landlord called. I picked up the phone and told him he would have the rent by the end of the month. I had no idea how I would obtain the funds. The one thing that was certain is that my baby and I would be out on the street if I didn't pay rent for the second month. I bowed my head and clutched my hair with both hands. I hated not having financial security. At least I had learned from the advertising company that I needed to live below my means so I could save money for emergencies. 3 days passed, and I hadn't heard from any of the places I had applied. I paced in my lounge, thinking about my next move. I needed $1,000 by next week, or we would be homeless. There was no way I would let my baby suffer that way. I was prepared to do whatever it took to keep Kurt safe, sheltered, and fed. If I didn't find a job in the next 2 days, I had to call Trevor. But I didn't want to sleep with an old, disabled man. Sigh. The following day, while browsing job posts, I stumbled upon an advert. Wanna make good money? Model for US. I called, and after talking to a man for a few minutes and hearing him say the pictures would be sexy, I realized that I would have to be naked. The only consolation was that the pictures would be distributed to private members and not made available for free on the internet. I had decided not to attend the audition. A few hours later, the landlord sent me a message to inform me that he had tenants ready to move in if I didn't pay him on the first. I stood up and paced, my hand on my waist and the other rubbing my forehead. I guess it can't hurt to just go and see what it's about. Jasmine, my bestie, was such a darling for looking after Kurt whenever I needed to attend interviews. I don't know what I'd do without her. The audition was in a tower on the 13th floor. The man I had spoken to opened the door, smiled and extended his hand. He exuded masculinity and a cavalier aura. "Rocco. Nice to meet you," he said. I smiled as he gently kissed my hand. I can't remember the last time a man did that. Rocco offered me coffee and told me to look around the place while he boiled the water. I nodded, looking at the diamond chandelier, Chesterfield leather couches, and portraits by professional artists. His place was a far cry from the negative images my mind had conjured up about it. I was also surprised that I was the only one there. It made me believe that Rocco respected people's privacy and wanted to make them feel comfortable. He placed the cup on the table and sat beside me. "Tell me about yourself," he said. After talking to him for some time, he knew my financial position and my relationship status. I probably shouldn't have revealed so much, but he made me feel comfortable. It felt therapeutic to get my issues off my chest. Rocco told me about the pictures he planned to take and showed me his portfolio. He said that the membership to his portfolio was marketed to high-end clients who paid hundreds of dollars to get access to the highest quality women. The shoot would take an hour, and he would pay me $500. I really needed that money, so I accepted the job. He showed me to the changing room and asked me to put on the lacy, black lingerie. He also said that I could cover myself with a silk gown. I stood in front of the white backdrop and smiled. Rocco took his time positioning the right camera angle and asked me to smile. The camera flashed. A few minutes later, he asked me to remove the gown. I stood in front of him in the lingerie, surprisingly feeling sexy. I guess it didn't hurt that Rocco told me I looked absolutely stunning, so I thanked him a few times because he made me feel so special. At his request, I unclipped the bra and slid the strap slowly off my shoulder and pulled the bra off my chest. Rocco complimented my breasts and again said that I looked stunning. He told me to turn around and look over my shoulder. He complimented my bum and asked me to bend over slightly. I felt like Marilyn Monroe, being showered by Rocco's compliments in a penthouse. A few minutes later, I hooked my thumbs into the lace and pulled the G-string below my groin. I felt some anxiety, but the progression to that moment made it feel natural. Rocco really knew what he was doing. I sat on the white backdrop and opened my legs, smiling. Rocco told me that I was the most beautiful model he had seen. He asked me to rub my pussy and bite my lip while smiling at the camera. I had never felt sexier. He asked me to close my eyes, tilt my head back, and open my mouth while rubbing my pussy. I must admit that was hot. My forehead wrinkled and my eyebrows neared as I rubbed my pussy quickly, making me wet. "Oh yes. You're so hot. Give me more of that," said Rocco. I gladly obliged. "Let me see you from behind." I got on my hands and knees, facing my ass to him. My head bowed as I reached for my pussy in between my legs, and I spread my pussy lips open with my two fingers. After the shoot, we sat on the couch, and Rocco showed me the photos. They were hot. He reasserted that I was his best model and that the clients would love the photos. "You're so beautiful, Desiree. Have you thought about being in films? Like acting?" "Well, in our business, it's acting for a sexy scene."
"You mean, porn?"
"Not exactly. It's more sexy and erotic, but there's still a plot to it. We even show some of the footage to Hollywood studios. So, if it gets picked up, you could make it to the big leagues." I must admit that sounded exciting. "What do I have to do?" I asked.
"Audition.
We can do it right now if you want." I smiled. "Okay, sounds good. What do I do?"
"I have to show the casting directors your audition, so you and I will play out a scene. You don't mind if we get intimate, do you?"
My eyes wandered on the floor. "I mean, is that really necessary?"
"That's what they want to see.
Just keep in mind that the major Hollywood actresses also get intimate in blockbusters. Think of this as practice for that. The sooner you get it out the way, the easier it becomes and the more you expedite your career."
"Okay, I guess.
I'll even pay you another $500 for the audition."
"You're paying me to audition?"
"Absolutely. You deserve to be remunerated for effort." I really needed that extra $500, so I agreed. To ease me into acting, Rocco used my personal situation as the premise for the scene. I was the desperate, single mother looking for work. He rolled the camera, and we commenced with a dialogue. Rocco said there was no script, so we could improvise. After some regular dialogue, he said, "Get down on your knees and suck my dick."
Oh wow. That came out of nowhere. I didn't think things would progress this quickly, but let me just go with the flow. It's not gonna look good if I break character and ruin the scene. I got on my knees, unzipped Rocco's pants and whipped out his dick. He was blessed in that department. I put my lips over the tip of his dick, and he grabbed the back of my head and pulled. I gurgled as his tip poked into my throat. Saliva formed in my mouth and flowed out of its corners. Tears had pooled in my eyes, and Rocco clutched a fist of my hair and pulled it. I didn't think he would be that aggressive, but I figured it was what the directors wanted to see.
"Bend over," he said. I bent over the table and looked at him over my shoulder. He grabbed my forearms and pulled them, my head hovering over the table as my breasts hung. He banged me hard, making me scream and flushing my face. I must admit that I enjoyed the bang. Rocco really knew how to satisfy a woman. He released my arms, and I rested them on the table as he spanked my ass. He pulled my hair and said, "Tell me you like it hard."
"I do. Keep giving it to me hard. I want it so bad."
He squeezed my shoulders and initiated short, rapid thrusts. His dick drilled my pussy so hard, making my lips part and me scream. "Turn around and get on your knees," he said. I placed my hands on his legs and looked up at him as he jerked off above my face. I twitched and closed my eyes as his cum shot onto my face.
"Open your mouth."
I did and felt his cum on my tongue. We got dressed and then Rocco told me that he would be in touch. A week later, I hadn't heard from him. Fortunately, the $1,000 was enough to cover rent, but I needed to sort out my expenses for the end of this month. I called him, and the automated message told me that his phone was off. I had a bad feeling about the whole thing. Throughout the rest of the week, I called him several times but to no avail. I searched his company online and stumbled upon a channel they had on an adult site. My mouth slacked open.
The channel contained videos of women who supposedly auditioned for Hollywood films. With my jaw hanging, I shook my head. I leaned into the monitor and my eyes widened as I saw a video of Rocco banging me. It had 10 million views, and he titled it, "Desperate Single Mother Wants to Be a Hollywood Actress." I felt disgusted, wondering about how the video could ruin my career. But I didn't give consent for public distribution. Ugh, it's not like anyone who watched the video would care. By reading the comments, I realized that his audience enjoyed such a premise. I wasn't going to let Rocco make money off me without me receiving my cut. I contacted an attorney and explained to him the situation. He filed a lawsuit, and the court date was the following month. I had made arrangements with my landlord to pay him rent for the next 3 months in advance. My attorney informed me that I stood a high chance of winning, so I believed I would have the money. He was outstanding in court, portraying me as a victim of a predator who took advantage of me by misleading me and profiting from the deceit. Although I requested $1 million in damages, the judge granted me $100,000. He granted me the right to removal of the video from all platforms and to cease the distribution of it further. Since the damage had already been done, I requested 50% royalties from all the revenue generated for the next 2 years and then have the video removed permanently. That would give me sufficient time to find another job and never worry about finances again. The judge granted me the request.